Chapter 12 of Srimad Bhagavad Gita, The Hidden Treasure of the Sweet Absolute, the Second English Edition. Chapter 12, Bhakti Yoga, The Path of Devotion. Arjuna inquired, "Of those devotees who are constantly engaged in worshipping you as Shyamasundar, your original human-like form, with exclusive devotion, and those who worship the impersonal Brahman, who is the best knower of yoga?" The Supreme Lord said, "In my opinion, those who with faith in the divine are absorbed in thought of me, Shyamasundar, and worship me constantly with exclusive devotion, are the superior knowers of yoga. However, those who fully control their senses, who are equal-minded towards everything, who are dedicated to the welfare of all beings, and thus worship my indefinable, impersonal, all-pervading, inconceivable, unchanging, immovable, eternal, attributeless aspect of Brahman, they too attain me as Brahman." Commentary. The Lord's statement, "The worshippers of Brahman also reach me," should not be misconstrued to mean that the impersonalists are on an equal footing with the devotees. The clue as to how the impersonalists can also reach Krishna has been given in the writings of Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakur. "A person may progress on the path of selfless action up to the stage of meditation, as described in the first 6 chapters of the Gita. Then he may undergo great difficulty in searching for the Lord on the path of impersonalism. But when he progresses to the stage of dedicating himself to perform welfare work for others, sarva bhuta hite rataha, he may get the chance to render service to a pure devotee. For example, if one engages in the general public welfare work of opening or running a hospital, if some service is even unknowingly rendered to a devotee of the Lord, a Vaishnava, one's devotional merit begins, agyata sukriti. By association with a devotee, sadhu sangha, one develops faith in the divine personal form of the Lord, and automatically abandons the attempt of attaining to the impersonal Brahman. With such faith, one takes shelter of a bona fide guru, engages in the devotional practices based on hearing and chanting the holy name and glories of the Lord, and progresses on the path back to home, back to Godhead." Thus Lord Krishna indicates, "I am the ultimate goal, and Brahman is only a relative position. It is not the final absolute, because the absolute position is mine. Only if the impersonalists serve others, they may thereby come to me, because the only way to come to me is through a Vaishnava." And then a verse from Srimad Bhagavatam, 5.12.12. The sage Jarabharat said to King Rahugana, quote, "O Rahugana, without bathing in the dust of the holy feet, service of the pure devotees, Mahabhagavata Vaishnavas, one cannot know the Supreme Lord by adopting the religious life of Brahmacharya, Grihastha, Vanaprastha or Sannyas, or by worshipping the gods of water, fire and sun, etc." End of quote. And a new quote. Prahlad Maharaj said, "As long as persons of mundane mentality have not been bathed by the dust of the feet of Lord Krishna's surrendered devotees, who are free from mundane attachment, they cannot have a touch of Krishna's lotus feet, which are the destroyer of all obstacles." Close quote. To consider that the Lord has taken the personal and impersonal aspects to be equal is a very commonly committed mistake. In reply to Arjuna's doubt in this respect, the Lord has clearly stated that the personalists are superior to the impersonalists. Yet the impersonalists are also given a chance to reach him, because without him no ultimate goal exists. Without coming to the path of devotion, the worshippers of impersonal Brahman will reach Brahman, the dazzling effulgence of the divine form of Lord Sri Krishna. Back to the text, text 5 of chapter 12. Persons whose minds are attached to the impersonal Brahman must undergo a greater struggle, as the path of attaining the impersonal Brahman is difficult for the embodied soul. But those who offer all their actions to me, take refuge in me, their hearts absorbed in thought of me in pure devotion, and who thus worship and adore me, O Partha, I swiftly deliver such dedicated souls from the deathly ocean of material suffering. So fix your mind in me always, and repose your intelligence in me, Shyama Sunda, and you will ultimately abide in me. Of this there is no doubt. O Dhananjaya, and if you are unable to firmly fix your mind in me, try to attain me by the repeated practice of remembering me. If you cannot do that either, concentrate on offering your actions to me. You will attain perfection through actions performed for me. And if you cannot do that, then resolve to give up for me the fruits of your actions. For knowledge of me is superior to mere practice, and meditation on me is superior to knowledge alone. From meditation comes the selflessness of giving up, for me, the fruits of action, following which peace ensues. One who is without hatred, who is friendly and compassionate towards all, free from possessiveness and ego, equipoised in unhappy and happy circumstances, forgiving, always content, a self-controlled yogi of firm resolve who has given up his mind and intelligence to me, such a person is my devotee, and he is dear to me. One who causes no disturbance to anyone, and who is not disturbed by anyone, who is free from elation, anger, fear, and grief, he is dear to me. One who is without expectation, clean-hearted, able, impartial, fearless, and a renouncer of all selfish undertakings, he is my devotee, and he is dear to me. One who is neither elated nor resentful, who neither laments nor hankers, as he has renounced both auspicious and inauspicious endeavors, and who is endowed with devotion, he is dear to me. A person who sees with equality an enemy and a friend, who is equipoised in honor and dishonor, and in the presence of cold, heat, pleasure, and pain, who has given up all attachment, who considers abuse and praise equally, who is contemplative, who is satisfied in all circumstances, who has no attachment to hearth and home, whose mind is peaceful, and who is endowed with devotion, he is dear to me. Those faithful devotees who, knowing me as the supreme goal of life, wholeheartedly follow the nectarine path I have described, are very dear to me. End of chapter 12, The Path of Devotion, from the conversation of Sri Krishna and Arjuna in Srimad Bhagavad Gita Upanishad, the yoga scripture of transcendental knowledge in Bhishma Parva of Sri Mahabharat, the holy scripture revealed by Srila Vyasadeva in 100,000 verses.